Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellwood. And international
call. It is
the hottest show.
Interface complete.
Yo. My health is your health. Today is Monday, man, going down real big. Y'all already know what time it is, you dig? Hit me up, 347-237-5125. We're going to get this thing all the way live. Shouts out to the military out there. Boy, Captain smells so good straight from your hood. Straight four holding it down. You already know what time it is. We in the building. R.I.P., you know what I'm saying? Got this motherfucker Richard Pryor playing in the background. And, yeah, it's going down real big. Doing what I do, you dig? Shouts out to everybody over there in California, all the way to Texas, New York, and everywhere in between, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Especially my girl down there in Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? They ain't, you know, they health, you know what I'm saying, got missed when the tsunami missed them. You know what I'm saying? So that's big ups. So today is dedicated to, actually all month long, man, we're doing My Health, Your Health Monday, and promotion of better health. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about some juices and vitamins and stuff like that people might be taking that might help somebody else. You know what I'm saying? If you look on my show page, you see that it's today's sponsors is Centrum, you know what I'm saying, vitamins, also Omega-3, and you got a fitness machine. You know what I'm saying? You can, all that can be purchased off of Amazon.com. You know what I'm saying? Go to www.amazon.com. Check them out, man. And, yeah, get your health on, you know. And one thing about me, I got a health place down the street, Lifestyles, you know what I'm saying, went down to sign up. And one thing when you, looking for a health club like myself, I was looking for, you know, more of a, if it says Lifestyles, Family Fitness, you know, my thing is it, you know, it's that your employees and everybody else should be, you know, at least family oriented, you know what I'm saying. But the dude seemed like more of a salesman, you know what I'm saying, than actually trying to be concerned about my health and my welfare. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're not, you know, sometimes, you just got to play it off, you know what I'm saying, in order to make that sale, you know. And that's what it was all about. Now, I'm reluctant to go back to the place just because, you know what I'm saying. But it was a nice atmosphere. It's a lot of benefits to it, you know what I'm saying. So, I'm pretty sure, and it's only a walk, about 2 blocks away, so, you know what I'm saying, I can walk and get my swole on, you know what I'm saying, and, yeah, that's what I'm doing. So, all show long, man, we're just going to be getting into music, and, you know what I'm saying, when a couple people come through, check through, we're going to, you know, check their health status, you know what I'm saying, we want to see how healthy you live. Do you take vitamins, you know what I'm saying, and let me read you the description for the day. Is, are you living right, you know, are you at least doing, or at least do you feel healthy? You know what I'm saying? Do you maintain a proper diet? Or are you can't eat anything and still be healthy and weightless type of person? Do you take vitamins or supplements to help get you through the day? You know, is your health affected by your surroundings or the people you're around? You know, well, come on through and let's come up with some healthy choices and talk about how things affect our daily healthy lives. Bring your ass. And, yeah, it's going down real big. So, you know, one thing I do stay up on is fruits. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I stay up on fruits. I eat a lot of bananas, apples, oranges. I drink a lot of V8, the V8 Splash. I hate that V8 shit. That shit's nasty. But I drink a lot of V8 Sunsplash, natural juices. My mother's a diabetic, so I kind of live a diabetic, you know what I'm saying, healthy life. You know what I'm saying? Trying to live that life. Kind of really, really sugarless diet. Don't eat too many sweets and snacks and stuff like that. Not a real big Munchie eater, you know what I'm saying? I eat a lot of chips, potato chips, and stuff like that. I eat a lot of potato chips, raisins, a lot of natural stuff, really. You know, my diet is real natural. Don't drink a lot of milk. And when I do, it's soy milk, just because that shit that's sitting on the shelf. Let me tell you something. Anytime you got some shit that you set in the sun for over an hour and that motherfucking shit goes bad, yeah, you don't want to be fucking around with that. And that's what vitamin A, B, C, D, E. I don't give a fuck what the hell anything that says it's the fuck is it, pasteurized. You know what I'm saying? All that shit reprocessed. Nah, that's that bullshit. That soy milk, silk milk. You know what I'm saying? Guaranteed. I left that shit out just to experiment. You know what I'm saying? 2 days on the counter, unrefrigerated. Smelled it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it smelled good. Versus 2 days in the cottage cheese that was sitting next to it with the damn vitamin D milk. And it lasted over 2 weeks in the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? With a positive smell to it. So soy milk, you know, gets my vote. You either got vanilla, or you can do the chocolate, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got two choices, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the milk. And, you know, one thing about milk, though, it makes you, at least for me, you know, they can give you that gas, you know what I'm saying? And gas is healthy, you know what I'm saying? You do have to get the poisons and toxins out your body, you know, which is the reason that you actually go to the bathroom and make bowel movements and all the other kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? So that does promote your health. Clogging yourself up, holding your shit, you know what I'm saying? I can wait. That actually is very, very unhealthy for you. You know what I'm saying? When your body says it needs to go, you need to allow it to freely pass. Once you sit up there, hold your whatever, your urine, your shit, whatever, when you hold that shit in, it causes backup. You know what I'm saying? When you get that shit backed up into your system, and that's how you get all that bacteria and everything, because your body needs to naturally make room to get rid of most shit. You know what I'm saying? And if you keep backing that up, then that's just going to be detrimental to your health. So that's how that is, man, you know. And like my homeboy, Jersey King, say, you know, a lot of things you do in life, you know what I'm saying, you can do sometimes like Burger King. Shit, you just can't have it your way. You might want to stay away from that Burger King, too. We'll talk about that in a second. Burger King, McDonald's, right back after this here live. Regular Game Radio. You was in the building. Starship Smelly Prize, Jersey the King. Yeah. I'm always going, I'm buying things I really can't afford.
bust and fight, let's stay connected. And yes, I neglected all this trust, and the time share I should have protected. But damn, my nigga loves your ass, but I didn't respect it. And all these lonely nights you've been crying, I wipe these tears from your face. And yes, we side to side, my, but we in this turtle race. And I give you a piece of my love, shit, you ain't never gotta wait. And you my queen, you got all my love, you ain't gotta get a taste. And I know you know kinetics, let's keep this love so this spark will stay energetic. Cause if we lose, then we both gon' end up regretting this. Let's stay ahead of shit, you out for the cheddar, so let's get it together. And I'm your umbrella, I'm here to shit you through any kind of weather. Whatever you want, I try my best to provide you with the things that you love the most. Cause all my love, they come from inside me. And side to side, girl, nothing you gon' be behind me. You the love of my life, my future life.
Don't forget, there's two ways to check out the show. Either you can call in live, 347-237-5125, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/SmellyBTR. That's SmellyBTR, because BS is season two, and we still live. That's real. Let me give y'all a couple of points, man. Let me give me a little background music going on. This news is coming to you in part by motherfuckinghealth.com, where you can go and get two free preview issues of Health Magazine if you like. Talking about medical marijuana, man, and medical marijuana may help fibromyalgia pain. I don't know what the fuck it is, but let's find out. Linda, 48-year-old mother of three who lives in upstate New York, was diagnosed with fibromyalgia in 2000, while there are prescription medications for fibromyalgia, fibromyalgia, she's found one unconventional drug, marijuana, that really does the trick. I would use marijuana when the burning pain started down by my spine on my right arm. And shortly after, I found I could continue with housework and actually get more done. Marijuana has the drug called Fuck It, which is a very popular drug. When you hit that shit, it'd be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Right, my arm's cut off, fine, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's past the weed with the other one. Fibromyalgia is notoriously difficult to treat, and only 35-45% of people with the chronic pain condition get relief from the available medications. Although there are strong opinions surrounding its use, some patients are trying marijuana, legally or illegally, and finding it can help fibromyalgia, fibromyalgia pain. My patients are asking me all the time about it, says Stuart Silverman, MD, a clinical professor of medicine and rheumatology at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Historically and anecdotally, marijuana has been used as a painkiller. They're not saying it's a cure, it's just a painkiller, versus all this other fucking pop pill bullshit that you want a motherfucker try to kill a bitch insides with, kill your intestines. It kills everything. Anytime you start taking pills, it's going to do one of the two things. It's going to bend out your stomach lining. It's going to bend out your motherfucking blood. Or it's going to bend out your goddamn life. One of the three. One of the motherfucking three. Why marijuana sometimes helps? Our bodies naturally make pain relievers called endorphins. But they also make other substances that can trigger pain relief in the so-called endocannabinoid system. This system seems to play a key role in many processes in the body, including modulating how we feel. Duh. Marijuana contains cannabinoids very similar to those that occur in the body naturally. That's why it's a natural motherfucking product. Fibromyalgia, myalgia, patients typically experience body-wide pain, but they must often take multiple drugs for other symptoms, which can include difficulty sleeping, restless legs syndrome, depression, and anxiety. However, marijuana may treat multiple symptoms, and some patients are seeing results. It seems logical. Why shouldn't fibromyalgia sufferers try marijuana for their symptoms? Yeah, if they live in a state where medical marijuana is legal, that is. Yeah, but there are two problems with herbal cannabis, Dr. Silverman and other critics say. It's a complex natural substance that contains about 60 different compounds, which potentially medicinal effects, some of which may interact with one another. The other problem is that the amount of these various compounds may vary by batch, as marijuana is not synthesized but grown. But it's grown naturally. I don't understand that. Anytime you start making synthetic drugs and that means you are manufacturing it, and it's not natural anymore. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing that I'm saying behind the use of just straight up marijuana grown out in a fucking field with some motherfucking cow shit. You know what I'm saying? It don't take motherfucking, you know, a rocket science to grow no goddamn weed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's talking about hydroponics and all that other shit, then you're getting into another strain of marijuana. We talking about just the natural shit, you know what I'm saying? But while Dr. Silverman says he has great hopes that synthetic medicines based on individual compounds in cannabis may one day help fibromyalgia patients, after appropriate randomized controlled clinical trials have been done, he argues that the real thing today is just too inconsistent. We think that there's probably a role for that class of compounds, the cannabinoids in general, and it's just a question of working out how it's going to put it into practice, says Mark Werr. And how are we going to make some motherfucking money off of it? That's all y'all need to goddamn say, man. But let's see. Let's go into it. Drugs derived from marijuana. Let's see. Nabilene or sesame. One such compound, nabilone or sesame, helped fibromyalgia patients sleep better. It was more effective than amitriptyline, a tricyclic antidepressant often described. Damn, this is all the shit that y'all gotta take, though. This is all I'm saying. This is all this shit that a motherfucker wants you to put in your body. Nabilone. N-A-B-I-L-O-N-E is a synthetic analog of delta-9 tetrahydrocarbonyl, aka THC for short, often thought of as the active ingredient of cannabis. The U.S. drug and the FDA approved the drug back in 85 for treating nausea in cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy. The only other cannabis-based drug now on the market is dronabinol, D-R-O-Dronabinol, D-R-O-N-A-B-I-N-O-L. Which is sold as Marinol. Yeah, that's that good shit right there. Marinol is motherfucking weed pills. Them bitches, they had your ass gone. If I can get some of that shit, bitch, I would never smoke weed again. See it. In the U.S., it is FDA approved for treating chemo-related nausea and vomiting. It has been tested formerly in fibromyalgia patients, although Linda received a prescription for Marinol in 2006. The drug makes me more tired and doesn't last long enough in my system, but I've stuck with it since then for two basic reasons. I do supplement with marijuana, just not as many times per day. She says there are times that I don't use all day or week or month. And then a third cannabis based medicine is Sativex, S-A-T-I-V-E-X. Is now in clinical trials in the United States for treating cancer pain. The drug is sprayed under the tongue or into the cheek and contains THC and cannabinol, a non-psychoactive compound found in cannabis that eases inflammation and pain and may also reduce the side effects of THC, like anxiety, hunger production, and some of the intoxicating properties, and as well as other compounds, other cannabinoids and terpenoids, which are analgesics, some shit like that, analgesics in their own rights. Yeah, I guess that's how you say it. Ain't no Jessics. And ask you a little bit of health.com news. You know what I'm saying? Miracle marijuana may help fibromyalgia patients and with your pain. So y'all go and check that out, man. If hopefully that news is something good for you. Gonna get back into another song right here, right here, right here. You already know what time it is. Big ups to Michelle K, Miss Rita, Shelby, you know what I'm saying? All the artists that done came up on the show, you know what I'm saying? Million Dollar Kid, Kendrick, T. Collins, Aya Donna, you know what I'm saying? Red Shades, Goofy Bone, Six Figures, you know what I'm saying? I done interviewed a lot of artists or have at least talked to them, you know what I'm saying, face to face. And it's been really cool, you know what I'm saying? So get into a little pop right here. This is K. Jones. Shouts out to my homie Puppet Master. You know what I'm saying? This is one of his artists. And this is some pop straight out of the Tampa Bay area, man, right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. Starts your smelly prize, bitches. Y'all already know what time it is. Yeah, who the fuck is
Avon
it?
Avon calling.
Boy, y'all lucky I can't reach my motherfucking guns quick enough because y'all know I don't do no fucking Avon. Season 2 right here, man, we still ain't doing no goddamn Avon. We don't accept no motherfucking Norway products. And anytime you motherfuckers come to the door, I got something for you. Special. Motherfucker. Give me 2 shots. Fuck it. Give me 2 shots, man. Give him one more. Nah, we're going to lay off of him. I was just bullshitting, man. All right, man, I got somebody motherfucking floating out in space. I hear you, I hear you, I hear you. Hold on one quick second. Let y'all know, man, right here on the Starship Smelly Prize, man, if you ever want to beam up on this mofo here, you know what I'm saying? All you got to do is press that one and... What the hell?
1 minute to
auto-destruct.
Oh, shit. We got to get the fuck up out of here, y'all. Get the fuck up out of here. Oh, my bad. I'm lying like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Hello, people. I'm finna beam everybody up on this motherfucker, man, so I can go ahead and get my Vulcan Mind Probe on. Middle finger to goddamn blow talk for this goddamn advertisement y'all keep fucking doing, man, on the goddamn side of the fucking shit, man. Nobody don't need that shit doing their fucking show, you stupid motherfuckers. Got the goddamn shit playing automatically, you fucking dumbasses. Piss me off with all fucking stupid shit. Alright, anyway, I get fucking aggravated and kick the whole goddamn computer over and shit. Go ahead and beam some motherfuckers in, man. Goddamn bullshit ass. Goddamn computers, man. I'm about to kick this motherfucker in his ass. You know what I'm saying? Kick it right in his motherfucking ass. Goddamn computer. Get the motherfucking working, you son of a bitch, you. Get the fucking working. Shit. I borrow a boot. I need to kick this shit in his ass, man. Fucking goddamn shit. Welcome aboard, people. You know what I'm saying? Starship Smelly Prize. You know what I'm saying? Just let everybody know.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
You know what I'm saying? Got up in the motherfucking building. Mr. Ashwood. And motherfucking Jake. Uh-oh.
Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggins.
DJ Party Time?
Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggins.
Yeah, Party Time.
I'm
looking for
Amanda
Party Time.
Huggins.
Maybe your standards are too high.
Why, if I find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
That's real. Ask Will, what happened, man?
What happened, man? Captain Smelly. Smelly Prize, what's happening?
Oh, yeah, man, it's your host, Cap Smell, so good, man. Shouts out to everybody representing for Regular Game Entertainment out there, 8-1. Trenty, man, y'all smell something? I smell something.
The economical pressure.
What the hell is that?
Oh, yeah. Can you smell something in the air? I do, and it's me. Everywhere I go, people look at me funny. Maybe because I got switches and money. Maybe because I got power and clout. But wherever I go, the people
new
always shout
shit.
Out. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Oh, yeah. Time for me to set the record straight and let you people know who farted. Well, I farted. You know what I'm saying? And when people ask you, who fought Ted? You better point at me and say, hey, it's him. He fought Ted.
No, man, real shit. But I'm the shit. No. Oh, my God. We got some new shit coming up for y'all, man. Shorty D. You know what I'm saying? I got a new track from Shorty D. I'm going to be debuting up on this mofo flipper. It's called Ask About Me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be debuting that. Ask about me. That's some new shit. Hey, man, the track you sent me, dog, you got to redo that one. And bitch, that's louder than a motherfucker.
That shit came out, your copy came out messed up?
Yeah, yeah, that shit. That sounded like the goddamn. Well, I tell you what, let me go ahead. That's what the motherfucking shit sound like. I'll give you a little example of what not to have your shit sounding like. This is Kay Wilson. Dangerous, goddammit. This shit is dangerous. That damn track. What the hell you was thinking about? It's all good. Shout out to Ashwood, though, kicking them out. You know what I'm saying? Hit after hit, goddammit. Self-production, we do it all. In-house, goddammit. Give me your honest opinion on this song now. We're going to come right back after this. I'm going to let the whole shit play.
Can I whisper something in your ear?
Cause it's a lot I want to say. You slide over your number. Not trying to come at you.
Oh no.
So disrespectful. Cause I had my eyes on you all night. Nice body, pretty lips. But I think that girl plays hard. I'm kind of dangerous. Cause she walk with a lot of sway. She's dangerous.
What the fuck?
dangerous,
oh man, I'm sorry, people.
Dangerous, cause she needs to roll with me. Let's party, get your drink on. Let's party, get your drink on. Let's party, get your drink on. Let's party. I can't believe
that you got to be those who don't see. Ah, man, please. Somebody shoot this fake Michael Jackson ass nigga, man. This shit is like, what? You gonna get this shit the fuck up out of here, man, please. Nigga, I'm about to motherfucking call up Commando Pest Control for this song right here, y'all. Let me call my homeboys up. God damn, that Mando shit sucks, man. I'm telling you, Kay Wilson, I'm sorry, homie. I love your other three tracks, but that shit there needs to be thrown into an acid pit and straight what? Burnt the fuck up. Because, that song there gets no play. It gets no play like your play. I'm a skinny nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to lose weight.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank God you're here. I saw a bug in the kitchen.
813, I see y'all live, man. Beam y'all up in just a second after commercial, man.
Commando Pest Eradication uses only the most lethal chemicals to rid your home of unwanted life. Our team is composed of military-trained professionals that know how to take care of a messy situation fast. After successfully defoliating Vietnam, we've turned our attention to the home front. Your home front.
We've got the situation in the kitchen contained, sir. But I found this. Jesus, what the hell is this?
That's my daughter.
Looks more like Viet Cong to me.
Commando Pest Eradication. We kill everything in sight so you feel safer. It's the war on nature, and this time we're winning.
Yeah, I got some new tracks, you know what I'm saying, a couple people sent me. So y'all going to be hearing that in just a second. Let me go ahead and beam everybody up in this mofo, you know what I'm saying? All right, 813, everybody's up in the motherfucking building. This has been some weird kind of shit, because normally the world be up in this motherfucker, but 813, I guess, you know, shouts out to all my employed city workers out there. You know what I'm saying? Shit, doing it real bad. 813 that just popped up in here, what it do don't do? What's happening? You get my motherfucking music playing in the background.
What's that, 813? You don't know.
Yeah, I see the 433. What's happening? Who had it? What it do, don't do?
T-Money.
T-Money?
Big Unk.
T-Money.
This is that. Yeah. Reggie Uncle. Party Town.
Say, nigga, you on that goddamn Boost Mobile, nigga. That use mobile, nigga. That shit is useless. Goddamn raggedy fucking phones, man. Anybody got a goddamn... Hold on, man. Hold on, I got something for you, bro. Do me a favor. Do me a favor,
what?
Tony. Real quick. All right. Hold on a second. Do me a favor. Hold your phone up in there.
It's up now.
All right. Here you go. Oh, fucking Boost Mobile. God damn it. Shit. Fucking Boost Mobile. Shoot that shit in his ass, man. That motherfucking goddamn Boost Mobile is like the Borg taking over. Boy, that motherfucker fucked up. But what happened, man? What it do, man? Look at all that shit. You know what I mean? Today is My Health, Your Health Monday, man. You know what I'm saying? And this is pretty cool because I was going to ask Ashwood, but I guess I can ask my, you know what I'm saying, OGs first. You know what I'm saying? What's your health looking like, brother, these days? You know what I'm saying? What you doing for your health to promote your better health?
It's not like a pressure.
Well, I mean, besides that, motherfucker. Now, I'm talking to Tony first. Tony, what you you know what I'm saying? What you do to promote your health, man? You take vitamins, you take supplements, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking drink 50 cent water and shit, or something like that, the vitamin water shit, or what you do?
And everything, folks. Morning. But now and then, get out there and try to run, but mostly it's just walking. But, you know, just trying to stay in fit, like in shape like that, you know, do it nice and slow.
Yeah, that's one thing. Just trying to, that's the big thing, is stay in shape. You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, that's who it is. Shouts out to A-Twiz. I'll be playing him in a second. You know what I'm saying? 186 Deuce. Shouts out to California. Just come up in here. What the fuck I was just saying?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was just saying, yeah, it's better because I be seeing a lot of people on the track. You know what I'm saying? And you got to start somewhere. I mean, if you still sitting at the motherfucking house, gaining goddamn weight, and just because you don't want to walk around the track to build yourself up to a jog, to build yourself up to a run, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to never get no motherfucking well. So you're taking the right step, and I guarantee you, if old fine-ass hot mama get out that motherfucker, your step will pep up.
But you know, I always did it the same way. If I ain't walking on a weekend, I'm walking behind a lawnmower or weed. So, you know,
that's true. That's true. You get a little different exercise regimen than most people. You know what I'm saying? Because you actively, that's your job, is to actively be, you know what I'm saying, doing, to be cutting and using your muscles and shit. But some people, like Mr. Economical Pressure over here, Mr. Ashwood, Mr. Beatmaker, you know what I'm saying, sitting around making blunt curls, you know what I'm saying, that ain't the healthiest.
Oh, that big hot.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's my homeboy Ashwood, you know what I'm saying? And he say he used the Economical Pressure as his workout regimen. You know what I'm saying? That's that good, that good Mary Jane. And you know what I'm saying? He ain't lifting a human body. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's good, but then it ain't good. You feel me? Because everything has to be done in moderation, man. And too much of everything can be bad for you. You feel me? You smoke too much motherfucking weed, it's going to be bad for you because your punk ass going to be sleep all day. And you ain't going to get no fucking work done. You know what I'm saying? And get no work done. Wake up, spend all your goddamn money on snacks and shit because you ain't really got no hunger pain. You want some fucking snacks.
Snacks.
That's what the hell weed do for you. It don't make you hungry. It make you want to snack and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
At least for me. I pass all by Burger King and shit. Be right there in front of Habib's. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, Habib, man, let me get $3-4 chips. And a Snickers,
the honey buns.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got the honey buns in the back of the van. You know what I'm saying?
On deck.
Yo, that's my hustle. You know, that's my hustle. Shout out to Coco Flounce. Parking lot pimping on you motherfuckers. Fuck that shit. You know, but yeah, man. Well, so, I mean, what do you do, Ash? Would you work out? You go to the gym every once in a while? I know you play ball. You know what I'm saying? You do
yeah,
tell
yeah.
me play
I,
ball.
Definitely. I play ball, man. You know, that's my workout right there. I play ball. And, pretty much just, you know, drink a lot of water, man. That's the best thing for me, but that's my exercise for my health. Drink water, strap, you know what I mean? And then play some
strap
ball.
Up. That's the biggest thing, my health, your health. Strap it up.
Well, I had to catch myself because, you know, with wife, you don't even go down like that. So that's why I kind of took it back. Back in the days, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All my single people out there, strap up, man. You don't get no healthier than that.
No, that. Cause if not, your ass gonna be what?
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what we're like after birth? No way.
Y'all gonna be looking for babiesovernight.com.
Who wants to have a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet? I love babiesovernight.com. That's right. babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you are completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully, and we'll send it there. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse. I love babiesovernight.com. Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle
babiesovernight.com.
In a box, overnight, guaranteed.
Imagine that.
Hey. All I gotta say to that shit, man.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes.
America. That's some fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what your goddamn future is coming to. Y'all ain't got these goddamn so-called motherfucking holy crusaders over here in Haiti and shit, you know what I'm saying, trying to snatch up the motherfucking young locals while bitch back hurt and shit, you know what I'm saying? Got the other motherfuckers over here raging war against the goddamn voodoo priests and shit, all in the name of goddamn religion. They ain't going to turn around and talk about we missionaries and stealing kids. All of it over there trying to steal kids. Man, get your punk ass on back to your motherfucking territory. Shit. The hell is going on? Yeah. Let me bring one more person up in this motherfucker. First of all, let me take a commercial break. You know what I'm saying?
Let's shake them up together.
Shake
them
up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird. With grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up.
Thunderbird and
grapefruit juice.
Shake 'em up.
That's a
shake 'em
up.
Wow, totally together.
Damn, that shit sound painful.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake 'em up.
Shout out to Big Deal Radio, but he just said some painful shit. You know what I'm saying? You ever gave plasma? Anybody ever gave plasma?
Hell no.
Damn, you say you can go to the plasma clinic and that'll make your ass lose weight. I'm pretty sure that big-ass motherfucking needle, that motherfucker make me lose weight walking in. Oh, shit, I just dropped 50 pounds because, bitch, you ain't no motherfucking way. Shit. I can't see that one. I can't fuck with that one. That goddamn shit there, boy. Ooh. But, hey, people, there's many ways out there, you know what I'm saying, to promote better health. And we're going to get in a couple more of them right after this here. You know what I'm saying? This is Big Deal Radio. I'm going to go ahead and get them in the mix. You know what I'm saying? A Twist. This is Ride With Me, y'all, right here live on the Starship Smelly Pride Record of Game Radio.
Things that you never seen before. I can show you things that you never seen before.
make you feel good, baby girl, give you a crown. Hold you down, that's what I'm all about, baby. Ain't nothing fake about me. So you messing with a real G, so you can really feel me. So baby girl, I'm on top, and right now I want you, I won't stop. So I have you, can I grab you, make you laugh, tickle you, hug you, show you what a real thug do. Ain't no stopping me, cause I'm loving you, hugging you constantly, looking at your mind, you so beautiful. I'm a real man about everything I say, so kick it with me and let's play. Hey, won't you ride with me, ride with me? Yeah, won't you chill with me, chill with me? I can show you things that you never seen before. I can show you things that you never seen before. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? Yeah, won't you chill with me, chill with me? I can show you things that you never seen before. I can show you things that you never seen before. Yeah, get with a real boss, baby. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Quiz over there, that's how we do. Hands a little deep in on my stuff. That's how we do.
Wow, I got some motherfucking shit to tell y'all, man. Shouts out to motherfucking Big Deal Radio, man, putting us up on some other kind of crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? To talk to y'all about, man, because I had to go ahead and do what
I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Beam my people's up in this bitch first while I go ahead and do that. And give y'all some informative type shit right here live. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right. Hold on, let me get my porn music started here real quick. Check this out, people. This is coming from, hold on, where the hell is this coming out of? Scooby-Dooby-Doo, that means what the hell? The fuck is going on? That damn switch. Ashwood, you there? We got damn shit here, man. Piss me the fuck off. There you go. All right, there we go. Check this out. This is coming to you from eHow, www.ehow.com. You know what I'm saying? This says how to sell plasma. That's a crazy shit, man. If you're looking to make some quick cash, you can always donate your plasma. The clear, yellowish fluid portion of the blood that transport water and nutrients to all the cells in the body and is used for transfusions to people who have suffered shock, burns, or trauma. Although your body quickly replenishes its supply of plasma, there are a few precautions you should take before using yourself as an organic ATM and donating plasma from your blood. And I'm going to go ahead and motherfucking help you out. Is it difficult? No, it's pretty much easy. This is what they say. Yeah. First step is to check with the Yellow Pages or a nearby college campus for the closest plasma collection center, blood bank, or blood collection facility. And there are more than 400 for profit. Yeah, these motherfuckers ain't non for profit. These bitches making money. Collection centers in the U.S. Step two is eat something 2 hours before donating plasma and drink lots of water to avoid feeling lightheaded. Which is common after donating blood, which is weird because they always tell you don't eat normally before you go get blood work done. But, hey, this is plasma, people. This is not blood. Step three is to plan to spend a few hours at the center the first time you go. Prospective donors are questioned about their health history and circumstances that may put them at risk for being HIV positive. You will also be asked if you've had any piercing or tattoos within the last 12 months. And you'll undergo a physical exam, be screened for drugs, and be asked to sign waivers. So no potheads, crackheads, or sniffers out there. All my sniffers taking it up the nose. Yeah, can't be running up in there. You might want to clean yourselves out before you try to go and donate some shit, people. Step four is to lie your ass down, relax, and let the technician insert a fucking needle bigger than the goddamn laws allows into your veins. The blood flows into a sterilized machine that separates the plasma from the red blood cells and then pumps blood back into your bloodstream in a process called aspheresis. Yeah, A Pierce's. A P H E R E S I S. Make it out your own step. A Pierce's. Some shit. Step five is to allow time for your medical history to be reviewed. Each time you return, after the initial visit, donating usually takes 30 minutes if there's no waiting line. And the fifth and sixth and final step is earn. Yeah, expect to earn up to at least $35 for each donation. Yeah, twice a week max. Donators who have been vaccinated for hepatitis B can earn up to $60 per week. Man. Tips and warnings. Every unit of plasma collected is tested for the presence of hepatitis, HIV, antibodies, and antigens. The amount of plasma you can donate is based on your weight. So all you thin, skinny motherfuckers out there, you probably don't want to be running up in there. Yeah. If you really want to help your fellow citizens, donate blood. It's in short supply, and it's a non-profit gesture. And it's easy to sell your plasma often, but you risk scarring your veins and depleting your iron levels if you donate too frequently. That's what I'm talking about. Let's see. Somebody asked, how long do I have to wait to donate plasma after getting the H1N1? Bitch, never. Stupid motherfucker, because you shouldn't have took that dumbass shit. Stupid motherfucker. If I have genital herpes, can I donate plasma? Probably not. There are also other companies that pay much more for plasma. The only thing is you have to be sick. This company looks for people who have autoimmune disorders or viral infections and pay as much as $500 each time you donate. Damn. Check out this site at accessclinical.com. Damn, well, fuck it. Let's go check them out. Wow. That's a big motherfucking business, boy, selling your goddamn, selling your shit. Who the hell is this? Why donate? It's confidential, safe, blah, blah, blah. What we're looking for, donators from. We are currently looking for donations from specialty antibody donors with the following disorders. Hepatitis A, B, toxoplasmosis, cytomegalovirus, the CMV, cytomegalovirus, autoimmune disorders, Lyme, L-Y-M-E, that is, mono, or EBV, which is the Ebola virus, pneumonia, chickenpox, and then it got other. God damn, I mean, shit, how much motherfucking shit you trying to separate from a nigga motherfucking blood? In order to save some goddamn money and shit. Damn. Elof, they give you fried chicken for blood flow. God damn. That's crazy there, man. Shouts out to Big Deal Radio. Hey, call in, man, if you don't mind, and tell us some more about this plasma shit, because that is some weird, crazy shit, man. Wow. I really never heard of no shit like that. I heard of donating plasma from the movies and shit, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't never known about it in real life to ever donate no motherfucking plasma before. Wow. All right, well, we're finna get in one of my motherfucking songs, man. Yeah, y'all know, Smell So Good used to do his thing back in the days. Shout out to 2005. Done came and gone, goddammit. But what? Songs never die. Never die. She's Jet Set, Mr. Smell So Good, called Pastor Toach. If y'all ever heard Pastor Blunt, man, this is the original version of the Pastor Blunt before I remix. You know what I'm saying? So, coming right back after this, 5 minutes. 5 minutes into the nutty news of the day. Me, this is my health, your health Monday. And may you be healthy, goddammit.
And lies begging us to listen. Come on, to all of your Facebooks and your BS. You need to learn how to pass the torch to someone else besides yourself. Pass the torch, pass the torch. Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the torch, and get
the tote to someone else. And now you're all up on the TV with your fake smiles and big words trying to retrieve me. Because you know that my bold is golden, and with a push of the button, you know the life I'm holding. So I pass the toast to my hood, so everybody can take it, eat it, and it's all good. Please step off for me and pass the toast, and don't keep it to yourself, and that's for sure.
Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can have somebody else. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Thank you, Brother Jerry.
It's changed two words, hear me out. I'm locked up,
Brother
yeah,
Kane.
He built me out.
Thank
and right
God.
Then
I
understood, passed the torch. I helped him, he helped me, and that's how we buy with cost. And now buy it boss. Educate yourself, get on the board, and I ain't talking about diving off. And we dying off, but y'all don't hear me though.
Nah.
We get a gun and we fear we imperial. You ain't killed nothing,
we
the government studio. It's silly though, the white ones really know.
We love you, baby,
if you fix
but God
roof,
loves
even
you,
if
man.
You fix it too. Just pass the torch
please,
to someone
please,
else to fix
mama,
it too. They got a state by
you.
The river, paid off in December. And think, I was late in November. Damn. Black support, stop
right.
Passing snore. Three is the charm, homie, pass the torch.
Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames.
I know
me. Share the torch, share the torch.
You start,
it's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Share the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames. Share the torch, share the torch.
You can do
it's
what
time
you
to see flames, it's time to see fame.
Pass the torch, pass the torch.
Ain't no stopping
don't
us now.
Don't keep it to yourself.
Right.
You gotta pass the torch. Pass the toast and get a toast to
someone else. Come on, Brother David.
Pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Do it.
Don't keep it to yourself. You got to pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Mr. Gang.
Well,
yeah, Brother Gang.
Slash yourself.
Pass the toast. I know Matt's talking.
Where you now?
They got all kind of wealth. It's just madness. All amongst their family members or their friends. Help somebody. We can quit jobs. We can quit all kind of wealth. We can make everybody successful. All you got to do is just reach back and pour somebody out. Share the torch. You can do anything what you want to do. Money make money. Oh, let's put our money to work. Let's put our money to work and make some more money for other people. Oh, you ain't got to have no poor people out here. You can help somebody. The rich can help the poor.
That's right.
Let's
help
start
somebody.
Reaching back and helping our family members, our friends, people that you don't even know. You can help them. God
right.
Said we all a family. Let's help each other. All you got to do is just pass the torch. Don't be selfish with the torch.
All
help
right.
Somebody. Pour somebody up. All you can do is let's start today. Let's make this a brother day. Let's spread love. Let's reach out and touch somebody else's hand.
Pass
and make this world a better place.
We
if we can.
Flame,
I know we can.
Flame.
Let's
share
the torch.
Share the torch.
This is beautiful. Let's just pass the torch amongst each other.
Pass
let's start
pass
something.
We
can start
we
something that will last all over the world.
Flame.
Let's
share
stop the
world.
Let's start spreading love by passing the torch. It's enough. It's enough. Ain't no use of nobody being greedy. It's enough for everybody. All reach back. I'm talking about anybody that got something they can help somebody with. Let's pass the
torch.
Pass
let's
the
torch.
Do this for the Lord.
We can't see the
let's
flames.
Start
we can't
the torch.
See the flames.
Oh,
share
we can
the torch.
Do it.
Share the
torch.
They talking this shit since 2005, man.
Pass the
torch. Pass
the
torch.
Pass
the torch.
You can do it.
We can't
let's
see
do
the
it
flames.
Today.
We can't see
oh,
the flames.
It's beautiful to
share
pass
the
that
torch.
Torch.
Share
it's
the
beautiful
torch.
To help somebody.
It's time to see
oh,
flames.
You can't
see
the
flames.
Leave
it.
What you going
to
do? You can't take it with you.
Flame up,
let's
everybody!
Stand.
Flame up!
Let's pass the torch.
Flame up!
Let's the world see what the world's all
flame
about.
Up,
now,
flame
let's
up!
Let's bring another thing
flame
to the world.
Up, everybody!
Let's
flame
the torch.
Up!
Help!
Flame
hit
that
thing again!
They beam everybody up in this motherfucker. Yeah, I wrote that shit back in 2005. Shouts out to Kane. You know what I'm saying? On the last end too. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, when I wrote songs, though, you know what I'm saying, I'm a political rapper. I write shit that, you know what I'm saying, when shit be fucked up. I got a song when motherfucker they beat down, goddamn Reginald Denny and Ronnie King, all them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying. Got a song for goddamn when they beat the motherfucking little, when they killed the little boy at the boot camp. You know what I'm saying? That was what Gangsta Party on Us is about. Money for sale. That's because all these fuck niggas kept, you know what I'm saying, when a nigga got his store and shit and started making that paper, you know, motherfuckers started, you know, vulturing the nigga pockets and shit, you know what I'm saying, had to pull the goddamn razor out on the bitch. You know what I'm saying? To cut off the motherfucking haters. So, you know, when you make motherfucking music, man, you got to make music for meaning. You know what I'm saying? And don't make it just to please the fucking public. You know what I'm saying? Please yourself first. And then if you know what I'm saying, if you like it, goddamn it, everybody else gonna motherfucking like it. You feel me?
Oh, groovy, baby.
Shouts out to motherfucking 186 Point Deuce up in the building. You know what I'm saying? Ashwood up in here. What happened, homie? San Jose, California. Promoting your health today, man.
Nah, brother. I'm just I'm writing a new song today called Check Your Bitch. Man, this weekend, I don't know what the hell. It was either motherfucking married woman, tack goofy bone weekend or what. I met three married women. Two of their men called me last night talking shit. Saying about, oh, bro, you better watch your back and shit. I'm like, motherfucker, check your bitch. Don't hate the game.
You know what I'm saying?
Hate the game.
You gotta do that. You got, I mean, why they just don't want to blame it on the bitch, though? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it ain't me. If a bitch walk up to me in the middle of the motherfucking mall and say, damn, baby, you look good. You know what I'm saying? You want to come home? I come home, and before I get there, this bitch done, you know, shit. Hoes do that. They hide pictures and shit, just like motherfucking silly-ass niggas think we do. But we don't know all the motherfucking pictures that, you know what I'm saying? That's why we always get caught. We'll leave a goddamn something out. We ain't thorough, bitch. We just try to get some ass, and you get the hell up out of here. Women,
this motherfucker swore to God that I knew his lady and that I knew about his situation and that I tried to just invade and rain on his parade. I'm like, motherfucker, your dog came up to me. I didn't know shit. She didn't have no ring or no, you know, she didn't tell me no, you know, this is the scoop and this is that and that and this. You know what I mean? So why hate me? What have I done? You know what I mean? You need to check your bitch. So I got a new song called Check Your Bitch. Because your bitch keeps running in and out of my life. Keep running. You know what I mean?
You ain't singing though, is you?
Why?
This is another what's up. Oh, shit, y'all. We better get another what's up in this motherfucker.
Yeah,
Ashwood in the building, Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? Ashwood right there.
German fucking all-star player.
German is in this bitch.
Hey, you know what? I wanted to get up on the topic where you talk about motherfuckers losing weight. You know, Goofy Bone gained 10 pounds, and that just pissed me the fuck off. So now I got to drop this weight plus an extra 15 pounds because I got a $1,000 bet. So now I got to do it.
Uh-oh, the world's biggest losing Mexican. Is that a new show?
No more tacos, nor burritos, or enchiladas, and all that shit.
That's
some healthy shit. It's strictly chicken, rice, and water. That's it, for 5 months.
I mean, but this shit you just described ain't fattening food. A fucking taco ain't fattening. I mean, goddamn lettuce and
any
goddamn.
At these tacos.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, your ass would be like fucking Daryl on a goddamn Subway commercial fucking around. Yeah, you lose weight every day.
Phone. Y'all remember me from such films as.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. That
the
real nigga
Mexican
shit.
Underwater. Or attack of the fat wetbacks. You know what I mean?
So you ever heard anybody, is that big in California, plasma donating?
I never heard of that shit.
I heard of it, honestly, but.
Say, oh, they donated their plasma to me. You know what I mean? It's like, nah, that shit don't exist.
Hey, dog, I'm saying, can I get like a pint of your plasma, dog? You know, I'm a little low and shit today, man. Yeah, man, you know. I had a hot date and shit. I had to go down and, you know what I'm saying, sell a pint. So, you know, I'm a pint low and shit. You know what I'm saying? I need it. I got the $50, though. I do got the $50. Shit.
So what? They gave you $50 to...
for your plasma.
You did that?
No.
Man, go ahead and look
crazy
up and look. Man, no, man, I want to move it.
That is not because you can go out and protect that man.
No, you can't go unprotected. Cause that bitch.
Listen to these motherfuckers in the background now. These sons of bitches. Man, we in the goddamn bedroom, or goddamn, actually, the bedroom DJ party time. Goddamn, that's the Cuban mafia in the background. That's Art right there, the leader of the Cuban Tampa mafia.
Shout out to the Cubans.
You motherfuckers.
Keep
yeah.
firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Yeah, motherfucker, we hear you. Shit. Hell no, you ain't getting no free computer motherfucking help over the phone. Shit.
Your bitch keeps running in and out of my
life. What's happening, brother? What's happening? What's going down, man? The computer done went to shit on you? Here you go, brother.
No, he trying to blame it on me. He trying to get him some free movies online, you know. And I tell Art, don't go online trying to get no free movies if your shit ain't protected.
Hey, smell it.
Hey, shit, listen, ain't shit free online. It is, but it's a cost to everything. So for every action that you click on.
DJ Party Time, the Goofy Boss said, what's up, man?
What a goose, 186.
Hey, what's up, Party Time? How's it hanging, home mom?
I didn't understand now. Why the hell are you going to tell me to tell this motherfucker when we on a goddamn conference call?
What
kind of shit is that? That what this is? We having a fucking conference
like
call.
Like
you know what
I'm watching you live on TV right now like I know. Come on, brother. I'm in a car smoking some good shit, drinking a Pepsi One. A Pepsi One.
What the fuck is that? You one of them mini Pepsi drinkers and shit that only got 90 calories in the can? Like they slacking back?
These things were cheap at 7-Eleven. I bought it. They were only at 50 cents. So I said, fuck it. I bought my blunt, $2. Here we go. Give me one of those things.
Oh, you know I sell blunts, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I sell blunts. I have to see some blunts. I sell blunts, Black Miles, half a tab of cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? Roller papers. I don't give a fuck if it's a tobacco
man,
product.
Never gave me a half a Tampa.
Oh yeah. Oh, who the fuck was that? No, that was Tasha that went wild over the goddamn
you gave Tasha
Peach White Owl.
He said, "Get this Mexican out of here. Go over there."
That was a Peach White Owl though. She went crazy over goddamn Peach White Owl. I mean, she like lost her fucking mind literally. Like, oh my god, this tastes so good. I'm like, what? Bitch, let me bust that motherfucker down for some real taste good in it, because I don't know what the fuck you doing, shit.
Hey, man, I just watched the United States Postman. He had a box that said fragile on it, and he just threw it over a fence right
now. Oh.
It got in big-ass letters, it says fragile. And this motherfucker just chucked it over the fucking fence, man. Ain't that some shit?
Here's your sign, Postman.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Hey, goddamn big deal. You have to call in because he be seeing some old nutty shit from where the hell he from. He thought him something he seen online that said free fried chicken. But it was a live chicken and shit. Donated plasma. Hell to the fucking
top. That's A Twist, isn't it?
Yeah.
A Twist. Shout out to A Twist.
Yeah, man, that shit, they're crazy. Hey, well, y'all know what the fuck happened. Because I ain't trying to donate no motherfucking plasma. Hell, I don't even like to donate blood. Hell, I don't even like to take blood tests but once a year, goddamn it. That's for my annual checkup.
Shit,
which is still important, people. Which is still important. You know what I'm saying? Is to take that anywhere. Well, I ain't excessively active as other people, so.
No, sorry.
You know.
Shit. I always strap it on. God bless rubbers. I'm a motherfucking endangered species just like you, Smelly. We ain't got no children.
Know that.
But shit, yeah. if you got a loner, we'll use the loner. I'll tell you that for damn sure. Shit.
Buying your kids real quick. You got like the commercials. I love the what the fuck is that? The bug commercial where the dude be handing out dogs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Handing out puppies. And the motherfucker sit there, oh, that's so cute. Oh, yeah, I just rescued him from the pound. You know what I'm saying? And it flips to the other scene, and then a white dude and a black dude, they handing out puppies and shit. You know what I'm saying? For cash and shit. Talking about rent a puppy. Ain't this a bitch? What? Niggas will do anything to get over. You know what I'm saying? Even do this here. Oh, shit.
Hey, Smelly, I'll call back.
That is news of the day. You already know what's happening. Appreciate it, homie. I got you.
All right, homeboy. Much love to everybody on the line. On Rockin' the Game, Radio.
That's Goofy Bone right there. Y'all representing, you know what I'm saying, for 186 Dukes on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? We do hot shows. You know what I'm saying? He do a show day and night. Day and night, like Kid Cudi. You know what I'm saying? Anybody know what time it is? What time is it? Oh, shit. Hey. My health. Your health, Monday. Yes, it is. God damn it. Let me walk on over here and get this shit crunk up and crunk. Start here, you know what I'm saying? I got, I'm gonna play him a little homeboy in the background, you know what I'm saying? Even though this motherfucker don't call a nigga and shit. But it's all good, nigga. I'm gonna still do what I do on my radio station. For all you motherfuckers out there that ain't riding Record of Game Entertainment and thinking my shit a motherfucking fluke, well, bitch, I'm into my second year of radio. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out motherfucking, Motor, MotorHipHop.com, man, for being my influence to get up on this network. And, you know what I'm saying? Shine like I do. And I appreciate everybody who support me because I support you. This is motherfucking Tom G, though, in the background. Just celebrated his motherfucking birthday. I also just did his album release party, you know what I'm saying? So, doing big things, man. Y'all check him out, you know what I'm saying? This right here is Just Jump. Because this is very appropriate for this fucking first damn Nutty News. Crazy motherfuckers. Anybody ever do this? Anybody ever get out of motherfucking prison or jail and get caught smoking pot on the way home? Yeah, we off in Indianapolis, Indiana, y'all. A man got caught smoking pot on his way home from prison. Yeah. 27-year-old man convicted of dealing marijuana was arrested when police say he was smoking pot on his way home from prison. Yeah, Charmainique Royal, 21, Indianapolis, was driving with the couple's 11-month-old daughter, Sir Ear Royale, and friend Shanika Williams, 20, Indianapolis, in the back seat, according to the police. Damn. And y'all motherfuckers get pulled over. Ain't that a bitch? How you going to jail for smoking weed and then get out? Well, I ain't even finna interrupt my song, but you know you get your award. You know you get the award. Damn, that motherfucker. Nah, I'm sorry, y'all. We have to get back to the song. Cause gotta give him his award, man. You get the fucking award. Damn. That's a bullshit. For anybody who gets out of motherfucking jail and you walking down the street smoking a blunt, yeah, you get the award too. You know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, you need to wait till you get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Damn.
On your day off. Goddamn.
On your day off. Man, let me crank the goddamn music back up. Well, sometimes y'all will hear stoppages in the music. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people got to, you know, a few people got to get awards here and there for the dumbass stupidity awards. You know what I'm saying? The AKA fired on your day off awards. You know what I'm saying? So, damn. Well, that's crazy shit. But this is the Nutty News. I meant to tell y'all that. This is the Nutty News Today, you know what I'm saying? Provided to you in part by www.nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, crazy, daily, strange, odd, and off-the-motherfucking-chain news. You're only going to hear it here first on Wrecking the Game Radio. And we over here in China, man, because, you know, we all the way around the world. You know what I mean? And I mean the world. And I mean the world. Beijing, China, to be exact. Where kindergarten costs more than college. God damn. What the hell y'all doing in motherfucking kindergarten? See ya. Yeah, it costs more to send your child to kindergarten in Beijing today than it does to put him or her through college. As outsiders pour into the capital looking for work and parents try to give their offspring an ever earlier competitive advantage, scarce preschool places are commanding record fees. Damn. Well, fuck it. Go and send your kid to college. That's just people. Oh, man. Hell nah. That's great. All right. We over here in Kentucky, man. Lexington, to be exact. Where a student wrapped in toilet paper has been set on fire. Uh-oh. I smell an award. I smell an award, people. Well, let's see. Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity has suspended its University of Kentucky chapter after a prank involving fire. The TV reported in Lexington, the 19-year-old fraternity member Sean Dunn wrapped another member in toilet paper and set it on fire. The carpet caught fire and the smoke detectors went off. What the hell are y'all be smoking on, man? These goddamn fraternities, like, damn, that shit be so motherfucking immature, the shit the bitches be doing. You know what I'm saying? And I thought the motherfucking fraternities and shit was about brotherhood and, you know what I'm saying, all that real nigga shit, but apparently not, because y'all on some little hoe-ass shit. Anyway, going over here to New York, New York. That's out of Sweet D Love. Oh, fine self, God. Sister, Captain, want Natalie Wood case reopened. Yeah, actress Natalie Wood once said in a televised interview that her greatest fear was of dark seawater. Later, in November 1981, she drowned in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Catalina Island, California. Captain Dennis Davern believes Wood's death was a direct result of the fight with her husband, actor Robert Wagner. Ooh. Looks like somebody's trying to get her getting back. Who the hell is this? Let's take the bat line. We got a bat line call, people. Hello? Hello? Yep. Yeah.
What's up, man? It's Real Moss here. Turn it on, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Four different names. Okay, when was that?
I think that was Friday.
Catching him in the line, y'all. Catching him in the line.
I was supposed to come up there.
He's supposed to. Supposed to. All right, well, look, I'll be up there because I'm on the radio right now, so I'll be up there. I'll be up there around 3 o'clock today. So anytime after 3 o'clock, bring him back. All right, that'll work. Shout out to T, something like that. Nigga said like 4 or 5 different names and shit. I don't know, you know what the hell he was talking about. T Pimp. T-Town. Some shit he just said. I don't know. All right. We got motherfucking Bonnie Von Champagne in the background. Hills on High. And let's go over here to Los Angeles, California. You know what I'm saying? Right next to San Jose. Well, not right next to, but. Where a dong. D-O-N-G, a dong faces 20 years for having birds in his pants. Okay. A man who smuggled songbirds into Los Angeles from Vietnam by hiding them under his pants is facing up to 20 years in federal prison. 46-year-old Sonny Dong of Garden Grove is scheduled to be sentenced Monday in Los Angeles. Damn, how the hell you do some shit like that? Oh, he done taped the motherfucking birds up and then taped them bitches to his damn legs and shit. Damn. Well, this just shows you how stupid our motherfucking government is anyways. Let's go over here to North Carolina, y'all. Because the stimulus funds pay $71,623 for monkey research. Wow. So what is the $71,623 federal stimulus grant paying for? Probably a job. Yeah, one job, said Mark Wright, a spokesman for the Wake Forest University School of Medicine. The study examining the effects of cocaine on a particular neurotransmitter among monkeys who have had a long-term addiction to cocaine. So you got a motherfucking monkey sniffing cocaine? And that's what the $71,000 is coming into? To buy more cocaine? That ain't the motherfucking study shit. Y'all bitches is buying drugs. And you'll hear the story later on where these motherfuckers come out. Well, now the scientists have been caught using drugs that they were sanctioned to buy and shit with the $71,000. Yeah, well. Go on, back in New York, people. Damn. Y'all doing some violent shit. A woman is charged with beating puppy with a shovel. Yeah, a Queens woman has been charged with animal cruelty after a neighbor's caught her on video beating an 11-month-old English bulldog with a snow shovel. The ASPCA says the dog, Spike, had a hip fracture, a broken leg, 3 broken teeth, and injuries to his ears. The pup is virtually blind in his right ear, right eye now. Yeah, and you should get your ass whooped. But it's probably not going to happen, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. I would have whooped your motherfucking ass doing some shit like that. Play some Goofy Bone in the background. Going down real big. This is what's up. This is how it all started right here, y'all. 1 year ago, you know what I'm saying? This song right here popped it all off, man. And let's go on over here to Folk Miles Flowy Duh. You know what I'm saying? Where only occupant of a 32-story condo wants out. Yeah. Victoria Vangalokis Lakos is the only buyer to take possession of his unit in the 32-story Tower 1 of the Oasis High-Rise project in downtown Fort Myers. Only a handful of purchasers who put down deposits closed on their condos in the building and have accepted deals with the developer. The related group to swap for units in Tower 2. Oh, I guess that's already built up. Man, y'all motherfuckers crazy. You gonna pay all that goddamn money to live in a hotel room? Talking about some fucking condos. Bitch, please. Anyways, let's go on over to California. We still back in California, yeah. Where a wealthy couple robbed at Oscar Hotel. How in the hell? There ain't no motherfucking way. Billionaire Pepe Fajul was robbed at his suite at the Beverly Hills Four Seasons Hotel at the height of Oscar week. Yeah, the Cuban-born sugar baron, one of the world's richest men, and his wife Emilia were robbed by a man posing as a hotel worker. They then heard a knock on the door. A man said, "I am here to fix your air conditioner." Damn, boy, you gotta be careful about who. Well, you ain't gotta be careful because ain't no telling how the hell he got up in there. You know what I'm saying? All right, man. This is telling you how crazy the world is truthfully getting, right? This next motherfucking shit up in the read. You gotta prepare yourself, people. Here we go. We're in Gastonia. Where the hell is that at? I don't know, Gastonia, where a man is in jail for thinking of a cheeseburger. Yeah. A homeless man a homeless Gastonia man who allegedly hoisted a sign reading, "I'm thinking of a cheeseburger," near an interstate off-ramp was charged with violating the city begging ordinance. McLaughlin, which you ain't laughing now, was charged with unlawful solicitation under the city ordinance and was jailed. Dumbass. If you can come up with motherfucking funny slogans, take your ass back to the goddamn channel, station, whatever the fuck you got fired from. Dumbass. Motherfucker write slogans and shit. Bitch, go get paid for this shit. No, I get paid off your ass. I come back and put your ass on the motherfucking camera. And put your ass on the motherfucking, put your ass on goddamn, whatchamacallit, you know what I'm saying? Put your ass on the motherfucking camera and then put his ass on YouTube and just make money off his ass. Like, look at this dumb ass standing on the corner and shit, posing as a homeless person, you know what I'm saying? And that's how the headline read, dumb ass. Anyway, John in the background with that wealth, still off in California. Yeah, we're going back and forth today, huh? We're drinking coffee, says it decreases heart problems. Yeah, right. Although an extra cup of coffee may make you feel like your heart is racing, researchers have found that drinking more coffee on a daily basis reduces your chances of dangerous irregular heartbeat, according to a Kaiser Permanente study. Man, please. Y'all start believing all that bullshit you want. Coffee is not good for you. Shit stunts your growth and all the other kind of crazy shit. So, I mean, everything needs to be done in moderation, put it that way. But coffee is not the healthiest motherfucking shit for you, man. And a fast ass heartbeat, how the fuck is that good for you if your heart is racing all the fucking time? The hell is y'all motherfucking research? Alright. Yeah, excuse me, I gotta eat my fruit. You know what I'm saying? It's part of the healthy diet. This is, you know, my health, your health, money, so you know what I'm saying? Instead of eating some fruit and shit, trying to, you know, promote the healthy digestive system and shit, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Back in here in Florida, where Verizon refuses to disconnect dead man's service. Sounds about right. Crooked motherfuckers out here, boy. Cynthia Lacey sent the phone company a death certificate showing her father, Bill Young of Calvin, West Virginia, died in June. But not until repeated phone calls and a complaint to the media did Verizon finally cut it off last week. It seems Lacey did not have her father's PIN to access the account, so the representative refused to help her. Damn. Isn't that a bitch? Well, I mean, bitch, that's what the hell is ran by. A goddamn PIN number? Shit, she ain't wrong. She's just an employee. Can't get mad at her. Shit, she's just doing her job. It might sound fucked up, but I really can't. Yeah, I can't. You know. Can't really say nothing. All right, we're going to country on you right now because we're going to Owensboro, Kentucky, y'all, where a woman is charged in breast milk assault. Yeah, faces felony. Well, I need to go tell the motherfucking chicks all at the goddamn strip club. Hey, the fuck y'all doing, man? A bitch squirted breast milk in my face at the goddamn strip club. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the hell you doing? Thompson, you got milk? Ah, ain't this a bitch? Fuck ass motherfucker. Yeah, bitch don't spray milk on my goddamn face and shit. This is teach your ass, girl. A woman is in jail for public intoxication and was accused of assaulting a jailer by squirting breast milk at her. Yeah. As she was changing into an inmate uniform, she squirted breast milk into the face of a female deputy who was with her. Hell nah. Damn, you get an assault charge for that? Damn, they just gave me some free breast milk. I didn't feel offended. Thank you. Thank you very much. Can I have another, please? You crazy. Anybody ever dressed up? Hey, Ashwood, you ever dressed up in a chicken suit? Anybody ever dared you? You did that for Halloween?
Shit, I was a Power Ranger, not a chicken though.
Cuban Links. You ever dress up in a chicken outfit? Y'all motherfuckers listening, goddammit. Get off the fucking computer and answer the phone. Fucking nerds. Anyway, let's go on over here to Wichita, Kansas, man. Where a man is shot. Yeah, man in a chicken shoot is shot in the thigh. I guess somebody wanted a short thigh. Police in Kansas are investigating a drive-by shooting with a bit of a twist. They say a man sporting a chicken suit to advertise for a burger joint became the target of a drive-by shooting and was shot in the thigh with a pellet gun. Oh, man, what the fuck, hell? A drive-by? How the fuck you do a drive-by shooting with a pellet gun? Look at that, bitch, you only get one shot. How the hell is that a drive-by shooting? You gotta stop and then cock that bitch by 40 times in order to motherfucking get it to the speed where it would have been powerful enough to shoot his ass to where he would have had any kind of feeling. Yeah, what kind of BB gun was that? Anyways, alright. We're in Iran, where Ahmadinejad says September 11th was a big fabrication. Yeah. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad called the September 11 attacks on the United States a big fabrication that was used to justify the U.S. war on terrorism. Nearly 3,000 people died in the hijacked airliner attacks on New York and Washington, which were carried out by al-Qaeda operatives. Man, what the hell, level? I'll be laughing too, man. Al-Qaeda. Man, what the hell else, man? If you don't think the motherfucking United States won't kill your motherfucking ass and anybody else, bitch, you got another thing motherfucking coming. Murder on the U.S. I'll play that goddamn gangster party in a minute. Shit. Killing you, your kids, and everything else. Look at the motherfucking water that you're drinking right now. Fluoride in your water and shit. They're putting radiator fluid properties in your water and saying that's healthy for you. And it's also in your toothpaste. But they ain't gonna motherfucking do nothing to you. Yeah, right. Volusia County, Florida. Women's underwear sand upset neighbors. Yeah. A home in Volusia County is sparking outrage. A homeowner has strung up women's underwear and built mountains of sand. The owner is a minor celebrity of sorts in other cities. The homeowner, Robert Hodges, calls himself Prince Mongo. Hodges claims to be from the planet Zambodia and is 333 years old. Alrighty then. Zambodia, I've been there before. Matter of fact, hold on, y'all. We finna fly to Zambodia real quick, yeah. Everybody is over 300 years old and shit. I gotta see a picture of this dude. Y'all hold on, man. Let me see a picture of him. Let's see what he looks like. Let's see if they even got a picture of him. Oh, y'all have a picture of him? What kind of bullshit is that? What the fuck you on report the shit for? Fucking WFTV.com is reporting this story, but they don't put the goddamn man picture up. The goddamn picture up. I want to see the motherfucking nutball pictures. If I ever see this crazy motherfucker in the street, I knows it goes the other way. You know what I'm saying? Okay, they got a video. Let's see what the video does. It's a fucking advertisement for bullshit. Oh, man, y'all with this fucking whole shit, man. Let's play some Cream Dot in the background, y'all. It's going down. All right, that was fag shit. They ain't even show the goddamn shit. Oh, okay. There you go. Let's see.
Sand in the back. That's not all. Tonight, neighbors are desperate for help.
The house is located near Daytona Beach Shores on Venetian Way. Turns out the homeowner has done this before in other states. Channel 9's Jason Allen is there live, and Jason, you found the owner is a minor celebrity of sorts in other cities.
We did not think that it could get odder than the mountain that he has built here in his yard, than the paint job on the house that looks like kindergartners were in charge, but it does. It does get stranger when you find out more about the man who owns this house, who calls himself Prince Mongo. So I say what I
believe. Damn, this cracker look crazy than a motherfucker.
333 years old, says on his website, that he's here to save the world, but he's ruining his neighbor's world.
I am really, really angered by it at this point.
Neighbors of Robert Hodges really didn't want to talk to us or draw more attention to him for fear of what he'll do next. This debt may have started it all. Hodges didn't have a permit for it last year, and Volusia County found out. That's when the painting began, including witch illustrations directed toward a neighbor. In late January, the mountain of sand was delivered. Then, the underwear started flying, and neighbor said the display goes almost weekly.
When you consider this is your home, you would want something a little bit more.
Damn, motherfucker, mad than a bitch over that shit. Well, y'all be all right, crackers. Shit, y'all know how you motherfucking nutty motherfuckers be living, shit. Life will be crazy, man. Oh, for that shit there, hold on. Yeah, that's some crazy shit there. Hey, they really got his picture up, too. Damn. Dude look like he from, I don't know, planet some goddamn well. Yeah, that dude look like he like lost in the 50s and shit, or the 60s. You know when them hippies going wild? Damn.
They just get right.
Damn. Any talking about he building more shit onto it. Ain't that a bitch. Damn. Alright. Damn, that's crazy, yeah. Huh. Alright, let's go on over here to Berlin, Germany. Shout out to all my Berlin Germans. Or something
Germany.
Like that. Yeah. Where men rob international poker tournament. How the hell you do that? At least four masked and armed men robbed an international poker tournament in Berlin, Germany, making off with an undisclosed sum of money. I believe that. The Berlin police said the men, who had pistols and a machete, broke into the tournament at the Grand Hyatt Hotel, where the tournament is held, and forced organizers to hand over the money. Damn. But I thought they had high... Why wouldn't you have high security around no shit like that? Bitch, it's money involved. You feel me? Like, anything over $1,000, bitch, that motherfucker trying to kill your ass for real. And you gonna take some, man, please. Alright. Anyways, Clearwater, Florida. That's right next door, where a couple says Church of Scientology hides abuse. Well, that's what y'all fucking crackers get for going and signing up for all these stupid ass motherfucking churches. Instead of praying to the goddamn Lord, you stupid motherfuckers. God, leave one of y'all motherfuckers some stupid people, man. Christy King Collabrand and her husband Chris were recruited as teenagers to work for the elite corps of staff members who keep the Church of Scientology running, and known as the C Organization. They signed a contract for 1 billion years, and they worked 7 days a week, often on little sleep, for sporadic paychecks of $50 a week at most. Because that's what you stupid motherfuckers deserve. You motherfuckers are dumb, man. Damn, all right, folks. I'm sorry. You know, sometimes you motherfucking white folks. What do they say?
For brains.
I mean... For real, you got shit for brains sometimes, cause y'all be doing some crazy ass shit, man. That just, damn. Well, this is KG in the background. Shout out to KG, you know what I'm saying? Doing his thing. Fuck with me. You know what I'm saying?
To the beat.
Going down. Yeah. And let's go over here to Sarasota County. Florida. Yeah, we in Mother Florida a lot. Where an otter bites and hangs on the old man for 6 minutes. Damn. A 96-year-old man was attacked by a 3-foot. Yeah, boy, that's some scary shit. A 3-foot rabid otter as he took his daily pre-dawn stroll in the Venice East neighborhood. Two Good Samaritans tried for nearly 6 minutes to get the otter off the man. Morale denting, kicking and yelling at the animal while a 911 operator listened and tried to assist. How the fuck do you assist? Bitch is a goddamn rabid otter. 3 foot long, that bitch the size of a dog. What the fuck was it doing walking around the goddamn? What the fuck was you doing with your 96-year-old ass up that goddamn early walking the fuck around? God damn, you gotta get a treadmill inside your shit, you know what I'm saying? Walking all around. Ah, man. Uh-oh. Lake City, Florida, where a naked burglar makes himself at home. What the fuck you thought you was in? Alice in Wonderland, motherfucker? What the hell is it? Something in the Three Bears? Bitch in the Three Bears? Yeah, a man found naked in a home in Columbia County apparently helped himself to food, watched television, and took a shower in a home he didn't own. Yeah, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office arrested 25-year-old Shane Tyler Tinsman on charges of burglary of a dwelling and criminal mischief. And, yeah, if you see the picture of the white boy, he looked like he got some mentality problems. You know what I'm saying? Just a few mentality problems. Fucked up, basically. Let's go over here to the East Siberian Sea. Didn't I tell y'all we around the world? And I mean world. The East Siberian Sea, where Mother Nature is about to gas the planet. Yeah. Huge quantities of methane below the Arctic seabed are showing signs of destabilizing, according to research conducted in the East Siberian Sea. Scientists aboard Russian icebreakers have discovered that methane is leaking from the subsea permafrost far faster than had been previously estimated, raising concerns that climatic tipping points may have been reached. Dun, dun, dun. Y'all get y'all fuck ass up out of there and stop fucking around with nature. That's what you better do. Uh-oh, there she go. That might kill. Uh-oh. Debbie Daly's in the building. Y'all already know we're a sexiest motherfucking cheerleader. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Uh-oh, somebody's calling in. Let's see what this is on the 972.
You know we
do. You know what I mean? 97 Tizu, you was up in the building. How you Dizu?
Starship Smell of Prize.
Oh, there she go. Oh, man.
What you be saying? What you be saying? Why people ain't got no brains? What are you talking about?
No, man. With this here. Oh, see, listen here, Devin. And I like when you call in. Because this brother right here, if you doing what he doing, yeah. This is down here in Florida, too, because we got a different breed of white people down here.
They're all fucked up down there. They got all them old people down there and shit.
We got a, you see the 96-year-old man, but then this 25-year-old dude, you feel me? He doing the goddamn Goldilocks. He butt naked in the people's house, eating their food, watching their TV, and taking a shower. We don't do no shit like that. If we do, we're going to break in. We're going to steal a bottle of gin, that blunt that you left on the counter. You know what I'm saying? Probably some watches and shit. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be the fuck up out of there. You know, and some cash. You know, you left like $2 or $3. So we can catch the bus to get the fuck away from there. This motherfucker,
real.
You feel me? This motherfucker right here, he's sleeping and shit like he wait for the Three Bears to come home or something. Like, come on now. You know I ain't, baby. You know I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. We just do different things. We just do different things. You know what I'm saying? Like your husband. Okay, let me see. Mexicans, when they break in, they ain't in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, trying to take a shower. They come in that motherfucker finna steal all your shit, put it in that Yugo, and then they out. and they got your whole house in a Fiesta, and they riding out with your shit.
Andale, arriba, 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 andale.
Hey, refrigerator and all with the food in it. Like, God damn, nigga, you could have left the peanut butter and some jelly in this motherfucker. Dry goods and all. Shit, Mexicans get it all. You know what I'm saying? Haitians break in, they stealing your shoes and shit. Y'all stealing shoes and clothes and shit. Y'all use boxes and shit. You know, they got to send that shit back home. You know, Chinese people break in. I don't even know what the fuck they stealing because of shit. Yeah, I ain't never seen a Chinese person break in. You know what I'm saying? That's just not a... That was like I was listening to Richard Pryor. And picture this. You ever heard a Chinese person stutter?
No.
So you got to imagine some shit like that, because y'all already sound like you stuttered. Tink, bang, 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 tong. You know what I'm saying? So how could you be? Motherfucker, that sound like this, like regular fucked up Chinese to me.
Billy, you are off the chain today. You're off the chain, man.
Hey, today is my health, your health Monday. And this is a good thing because I need a woman's perspective on health. For you and your family, how do you promote health in your family?
How do I promote health in my family?
Besides smoking weed, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Grow
that
your own.
That ain't circulating. That ain't circulating. Something wrong.
I preach grow your own, dude. Don't just grow your own.
Oh, well, shit. Don't preach that down here. You be growing your own in the jailhouse. Shit. We can't do
God,
no growing down here. Oh, but go ahead, my man.
I don't know. I try to cook good food is what I try to do, Angel Doll.
Okay, so is anybody on vitamins? You got the kids on Flintstone vitamins?
Actually, we do take Flintstone vitamins. That, you know, according to my research, Flintstone and Centrum are the two best vitamins you can take. Swear to God.
Well, guess who? Did you see my show sponsors?
I'm watching it, baby doll.
Motherfucking Centrum and Omega 3.
Really?
That's my Amazon sponsors for the day. So you click on the link, you can buy some shit off of Amazon, even though you got...
I'll tell you something, man. Those Centrums, those orange-flavored Centrums, they taste badass.
Not the A to Z.
Yeah, the A to Z's, but they're orange. They're orange-flavored. They're chewable.
Oh.
Oh, it tastes good as shit. Oh, yeah. Real good.
Damn. I used to fuck them Flintstones up back in the days. I was popping them bitches like crack, boy, like Tums and shit. But I ain't have an upset stomach. You know what I'm saying? I was eating them motherfuckers. I'm stuck on Flintstones. Oh, wait a minute. That's a Band-Aid commercial.
I am stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid stuck on me.
I'm stuck on Flintstones, goddammit, because they stuck in me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know. That's what time is.
They gave me a psychic test the other day, and they asked me to think of certain things, and then they asked me what they were thinking of, and one of them was the Flintstones. So that just reminded me of that. So I want to see if I can read your mind.
I thought you were gonna say it was me or something.
Can I see if I can read your mind?
Girl, you can go ahead, girl, because once you get into this mind, baby, you're gonna get a whole bunch of.
Everybody,
I'm just letting you know, girl. Go ahead, young man, do your thing. Get to work on this brand, girl. Get to work on it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, here we go. I want you to think. I want you to think of Fred Flintstone, Wilma Flintstone, Betty Rubble, or Barney Rubble. Now, when you think of them.
Hey, hold on. I'll only have sex with two of those, okay?
Okay.
The other guys, you got to get out of it. I don't know what kind of joke you're trying to lead into, but we don't swing that way, lady, on this show.
Not even on Tuesday.
Not even on Tuesday. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Well,
tell me when you're thinking about them. I want you to visualize them in your mind and think about them and look at, you know, and then I want you to tell me whenever you're thinking of them, I want you to go, mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want me to think of one of them, though?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to guess which one you're thinking of. I'm going to read your mind. Tell me when you're ready.
What if I think about something totally different? Would that fuck you up?
That fuck you up.
Girl, I was thinking about popsicles and shit. Girl, I wasn't even thinking about that shit.
God, I love popsicles.
Flintstone popsicles, that is. Flintstone, you know, that's that new shit.
You're crazy, Smelly.
All right, let me see. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Let me see. Betty, Wilma, Fred, or Barney?
Ready?
What about motherfucking Dino? God damn it, you forgot you're part of the family.
Dino,
girl,
we got Dino
right?
And Bam Bam and what's the little thing?
Oh, shit,
name?
Now you done went too deep. Now, hold on now. You talking about the cousins and relatives and stuff. Oh, I don't know the whole clan now. I don't know the old clan. Okay, here we go.
Melly messed up my makeup job. I was laughing.
Oh, yeah. Your makeup job? Is you crying over there, girl? Is
yeah,
you crying over there,
girl?
Yeah,
you laughing so freaking hard over here. Everybody in the room is cracking up.
Crying. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, everybody over there in the room, smoke one with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about it's my health. Let me see. You got orange. Let me see. Go ahead so I can get into your refrigerator. We're going to get in a couple people's refrigerator to see what the hell y'all really eat around here in a second. All right, run it.
You're thinking of Betty Rubble. Was it Betty Rubble?
No, well, me no thinking of you, girl. You know what I'm saying?
You're thinking of me. You're thinking of me.
My mind is blocked. You know what I'm saying? I'm stuck on Debbie Daly because Debbie Daly's stuck on.
It's on me. I'm going to get me some Smelly one day.
Michelle.
You know something? Last night on my show, I had myself on Tiny Chat.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I fuck with that Tiny. That Tiny Chat straight, though, just for getting, you know, newer audiences. Because so many motherfucking people pop in and out of them damn rooms.
I know.
But if you ain't doing no freaky shit, they ain't trying to fuck with you.
I was just talking to everybody. I had over 50 people in my chat room, and they were all checking me out, and they were all like, wow, she really
put your titties on the glass. Hey, put your titties. Show some titties. Titties. I'm like, what the fuck is up with y'all in this titty shit? Bitch, put some pussy on the glass. I mean, you want to get some fascination going on. What is that in Tiny Chat? Every room you go into, a motherfucker is talking about seeing some titties.
I know. I'm like, why? You don't. Of course, I know people. I had a guy pay me $50 one time to see these when I was a bartender.
Damn. Put them on the glass, baby. On these glass. Yeah. I'll give you $50 to put your titties on these mugs. That's
Smelly,
what I'm talking about.
Smelly, yeah. We are loving you down here in Dallas today, you sweet thing.
Hey. Shouts out to Dallas, man. Make sure y'all go over there and hit Bush with a shoe anytime y'all see his ass at the ranch or horseback trails, wherever the hell y'all be at. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit that motherfucker with me. I'm going to send some special Wrecking the Game Entertainment signed, patented leather, suede, steel enforced suede shoes down there. You know, the old James Bond type. And they gonna be designated for the Bush establishment. So they arrive at your P.O. box. I just want you to leave the box in front of his house, right? And then some Mexicans gonna come by. They gonna steal the box, right? But see, because it got shoes in it, the Haitians gonna steal it back. You know what I'm saying? And then on the way back by, they gonna get arrested by the motherfucking Secret Service anyway. They get deported because they don't know what's in the box. So once the box gets back, I need you to come. Organize, and then we all gonna get everybody together. We're gonna throw some motherfucking shoes in the bush. What's happening? All the way from Florida to Texas, we throwing some shoes up in this motherfucker here. Y'all ready? Look, what a Greyhound that.
You're killing me.
Somebody get me a ticket on the Greyhound. Ain't it like $50? I'm on my way.
They're over here cracking up. You crazy son.
Oh, shit. You know, $50. I'll be on my way. Hell, I'm on my way, y'all.
Shout out, Melly. Shout out. We just wanted to call and tell you we love you, baby.
Hey, you already know, man. I love everybody in Texas. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. Devin Daly, my motherfucking kill. You already know, man. Y'all got MILFs out there. You know what I'm saying? I got
we're
a kill.
All pretty, but we're all, got all pretty girls down here.
Hey, it's going down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord, I love you.
Hey, y'all, and watch out for that the gas too. You know what I'm saying? You heard about that? So they got the gas popping up. You know, was you one of the people watching the little Oscar night shit? You ever watched the Oscars?
Yeah, I watched some of it. I watched some of it. Yeah.
Well, guess what?
What?
3.1 million customers face no Oscar night.
No shit.
I could be a voiceover, couldn't I? Yeah. I don't even wonder why the white folks always get the voiceover jobs and shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't ever hear no black dude like, yeah, baby, check that movie out. You know what I'm saying? It's being released.
You are off the chain.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out Terminator 3. Yeah, Terminator 3 is coming out. You don't hear no Mexicans. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Amigo, El Terminator 3 is coming to the theaters. Check it out. You feel me? No Haitians on there. Well, I can't speak Haitian, but you get the idea, you know? You get the idea.
Oh, Rickety Road, a Rummernator. Here.
Oh, yeah, we don't need to sign these people.
That's smelly.
Everybody can see that. Why do Chinese people put R's on everything? Right here, we have one run. What is run? No, one, motherfucker. One.
Here you go.
I want one bowl of rice, motherfucker. One roll of rice. We got one roll rice.
Ever read a rock and
roll? Like, damn, what's up with the
rah 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 rah.
And they don't even believe in, Christmas coming out, singing Christmas carols and shit. You know what I mean? What the hell is that?
Smelly, we gotta go. We gotta get back to work. We just want to call
y'all. Oh, y'all working?
We loving you, baby. Yeah,
y'all is working.
We're in the break room.
Oh shit, y'all in the break room. Well, watch out. There go Timmy. Yeah, he might be what y'all. I know y'all practice handicap. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got show love for the handicap people now.
Oh my God! All right.
Let me. I know. Is you finna hang on the line or what you finna do, girl? What you finna do?
We just called. I just wanted to call and tell you how much we loving you and listening to you, and you are.
Yay!
You took a crazy pill today.
Hey girl, you know, I already know how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? A little vulnerable, girl, vulnerable, you know? But, yeah, shout out to Sadie J, too, my dog up there in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, you know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right,
Dallas-Fort
right.
Worth.
Sadie J down here with me. Sadie J.
Yeah. Hey, you see, I mean, are y'all close? Y'all be meeting up? You know what I'm saying?
I almost went to see him on New Year's Eve, and I didn't get a chance to go, damn it. I was so pissed off.
Girl, you know I would have called you.
Amanda Hug and Kiss. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Hug and Kiss. Why can't I find Amanda Hug and Kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
That's something. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Oh, so don't ever let me make a call. You know what I'm saying? I will be making a call to your house, you know? That's how I do.
Oh,
I
love
tell.
You so much. You got my phone number.
Hey, you already know. We already know. Shouts out Devin Daly, you know what I'm saying? Mike Kilf, you know what I'm saying? For
all right. We love you, Smelly. I'm going to go ahead and let you go, my dear.
Hey, let me go ahead and beam y'all off, girl. Let me beam Miss Devin Daly off.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all check out. Like, hey, shoot your show out real quick. You know what I'm saying? Shoot your show information out.
All right. Debbie Daly on Blog Talk Radio every night at 10 o'clock Central every night.
Wow. That was
okay,
quick.
What's this?
What's
who?
I love
Central.
You.
What's Central? Motherfucker, yeah. Central time, goddammit. Shit,
time.
3 hours behind us.
What the hell time is it in the east?
1 a.m. motherfucking Eastern Standard Time. Goddamn. Ain't that correct? 10, 11, 12, 1. Yeah, 3 hours. Yeah, 3 hours. There you go. 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we up at ain't no motherfucking body on this bitch.
Yeah, she do free Vulcan mind probes. And
Captain, I suggest Vulcan mind probe.
She do all that. So y'all go and get a reading. She do palm readings, virtual palm readings. You put your hand on the screen and shit. You read your lines and shit. You know, you got to be on Tiny Chat for that,
though.
You
are insane. You are off. You are crazy. You're
let me
rude.
Hit it.
I got to crazy things.
Put your forehead. Let me read your lines on your forehead. You read forehead lines? That's new age. That's that new age psychic right there. She read forehead lines.
All right. Shout out to 186 Deuce. All right, baby. We'll talk. We'll catch you next time, love.
All right. Appreciate you, Ms. Devin. And the whole crew out there celebrating, you know what I'm saying, on y'all break, man. Y'all had a long-ass goddamn break. Lay her y'all phone number in. Let me call back to the employee and shit. Let me talk to your motherfucking employee.
We gotta go.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
That's what y'all better do. Just smoke some weed. You know what I'm saying? On y'all break, when y'all should have snuck out to the back shed and shit. Beam on Miss David Daddy off. You know what I'm saying? We got 10 El Segundos up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And we about to get the on up out of here, y'all. And this is My Health, Your Health Monday. We're going to be doing this all month long, y'all, for the rest of the Mondays. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be promoting good health. So make sure y'all check that out. And got anything to add, make sure you call 347-237-5125. Tweet, blog, do whatever the fuck you got to do, man. Get it out there, because this is what we does. And we're going to get out the building with, let's see. Shouts out to David Daly and 186 Deuce. You know what I'm saying? DJ Party Time. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Ashwood. You already know hanging in hell. You know what I'm saying? Representing. Next is Season 2 Monday on 186 Point Deuce, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to be going through. Hanging out, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all log on and check that out, man. And it's www.blogtalkradio.com/186Deuce. Right here is motherfucking Two-Man Army. And this new hit single, man, called Concrete. And it's time to learn language Tuesday tomorrow on the show, man. So make sure y'all tune in. We're going to be speaking Espanol. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, that's messy.
Scream my name, say